Welcome to Motivated to Lead podcast, helping you become a better leader. I'm your host, Mark Klingsheim.
Hi, everyone. Thanks again for joining us for our podcast this week. My name's Mark Klingsheim with SEMA Partners. Each week, we interview leaders and they share lessons learned from their careers. Our goal is to help you become a better leader. This week, we're going to revisit some of our previous interviews. And the question that we're asking each leader is, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself at the age of 22? I know you'll enjoy their answers. And thank you again for joining us for a new season. We have a bunch of new guests that are going to be lined up for the coming year. And if you haven't done so, go back and listen to some of the previous episodes.
The first would be, don't take yourself so seriously. And the second is, make sure people know what you do. You know, so many times, most people don't know what others do. I honestly didn't know what my dad did. You know, I knew he worked for a company, but in terms of what his exact role is and what that meant and the whole bit, yeah, I didn't know what that was. And in business, I find the same thing. You know, at best, people will tell you what their title is. You know, you ask the question, what do you do? Oh, I'm, you know, director of operations. That actually doesn't mean very much.
Right.
So it's really important to actually tell people what you do, because if they know what you do, then they learn what kind of skills you may have. And therefore, they may think of you for opportunities, for growth things, for you never know what. But just having a title, because it means so little from one company to another, really isn't helpful.
Well, the first thing I'd probably tell them is be less anxious. I was always worried, you know, I always worried about making sure I performed well. And I realized I spent so much of my life more stressed than I really need to be, that if I had just worked hard and use my abilities, I would be fine, as I turned out to be. So I joke that in my mid to late 40s, I started losing my anxiety drive, you know, which I think drives a lot of us. I think anxiety drives a lot of high performance. But I, you know, wish I had had a little less anxiety, could have enjoyed life a little bit more. But other than that, I think I've really had an incredibly fortunate career. And like I said, it's always better to be lucky than smart. And I've been fortunate to have a lot of good luck.
That's a good question. And I feel grateful for everything that happened in my career. A lot of people helped me get to where I was. But, you know, one thing I've discovered is I'd say leadership is more important than I even imagined. So on a skill set review, you take a look at analytics, you take a look at sales ability, insights. It is clearly leadership. People want to be led. And it's really important for a leader to not only have confidence, but also to give confidence and to serve others. And what I finally learned as I went on is that your role as a leader is more to remove obstacles than it is to tell everyone what to do. Now, assuming you have the right team working for you, and that has to happen. But I would, you know, my recommendation to myself was have more confidence in the early days. Expect more of yourself, but then give to your people and help them develop by, you know, giving them confidence. And it really makes a difference. As I look at some of these young people that we've developed over the last few years at my last job at PepsiCo, what I'm most proud of is seeing a bunch of them elevating through the system. And it's remarkable, once those young people get some confidence, they can step up. If they're always playing defense and looking behind their shoulder, it's they won't develop. And I remember a couple of jobs where I didn't have confidence. And you stagnate. And then I remember a couple of executives that I worked for who really gave me confidence by acknowledging that my ideas were good, that were, you know, gave me confidence by complimenting me in front of large groups or promoting me or whatever it was. It's just such an important thing. So it may sound vague, but I think if you're a young person coming up through the ranks, if you have a leader that can give you a little bit of confidence in yourself, then you are able to give it to someone else. That's the one I'm, and you know what? It's the same thing in sports. It's the same thing in parenting. It's, you know, you can build people and nurture them. And this is a really important learning that I've had.
Believed that doing something that I wanted to do every single day was critical. I mean, even going back to like being an athlete, like I always felt like I want to focus on the things that I want to do. Sometimes I had to do things that I didn't want to do in order to even be a gymnast. I had to go, I'm not a good dancer. And so for me, like doing floor exercise, you actually need, you got to have rhythm, like to be able to do that. But what I learned along the way, even like watching people who were better than me, that it's okay to like have people that you're surrounded by people that are better than you. Right? Like it's at certain things, right? And be confident in what you're ultimately, you know, what you can do really, really well too. And so I feel like there are so many things that I've done along the way that, again, I hadn't sort of crystallized them and defined them as things that I already believed. But I would say now I would, and frankly, what I tell my, you know, kids is like, figure out what you want to do every single day, right? Like, and maybe there's stepping stones along the way that you're doing stuff that, you know, you don't hate, but you're not like, you know, super jazzed about it. Like, sure. You know, and, but that could help you get to the point where you ultimately, you know, are doing what you want to do. And then also, I think that if you believe that you're smart, and you've been able to, you know, accomplish things along the way. Like no one told me when I was 22 years old, you know, that I should look back on my life and think about all the hard things that I've accomplished, because those will actually prepare me for things going forward. Right? Like instead you're always like, people are always like, oh, look forward. Yeah. Look forward. But the reality is that so much of what prepares you to look forward to is the stuff that you've accomplished. So I'm a huge believer that, you know, the more, you know, challenges you've had, maybe those challenges came out of risks that you took, those actually make you able to sort of weather the storm going forward. And so connecting those dots, and again, I think you do that with age, you know, frankly,
right.
You know, where you're able to like look back and say, God, that was really bad. I know how I felt about it then, but it's going to be okay. Right. And so that would be the biggest pieces that I would say to my 22 year old self.
I was 30 when I started at this, and sure. I'm now going to hit 40 soon. So it's been a while. 22, I just moved to UK. I think it's like anything that's any of these good things that have happened in my life has been through making connections with other people. And I think that's one of the things that I would say is that, and I've not been bad. I'm not too shy of a person. I'm a little bit of an introvert, but I'd say to myself that just go out and meet more people through your life. My wife is, she's got a superpower. Drina's got a superpower of being a connector with people. She can go in and make friends really well. And she does it in a most genuine way. And I think if there's any one advice I would give to any young people or person or myself is to just make, not necessarily friends, but make connections, meet new people, because from diversity of thought and diversity of conversation, new ideas come to.
That's a fun question. First of all, I would have had to catch myself because I was typically running around a field hockey pitch at that time. But I think, look, I've been really fortunate to have actually lived in several different functions. But I think if I look back, it would have been good to have experienced even more functions. I do think as a chief people officer, chief human resources officer, understanding the variety of jobs and the people that you serve is really, really useful. So the carrying of the bag was good, but at perhaps more functions, you know, a stint in finance. Can't believe I'm saying that, but that would have been fun too. Gathering more international experiences earlier, I would have loved to have done. The opportunity eventually came, but it would have been good to push that out earlier, because I think that living and working cross-culturally develops an incredible amount of EQ. And allows you to deal better with ambiguity. And it accelerates both of those things, I think, as you transcend borders.
The first thing I would say is don't worry. Don't be so anxious. You will find a path. You will be able to figure it out. So that's just a general thing I would have told myself at 22 years old. The next thing would be to go where the science leads you. I mean, one of the great things is it doesn't matter if it's here in Cambridge or one of the other known hubs. It could be in Tulsa. It could be in Toronto. It could be maybe even somewhere in Africa or parts of Asia. Go where the science that you're passionate about leads you, and you will figure the rest out. Because things are so international and global now, you don't necessarily have to be in what's already been recognized as a leading hub. You might be a big fish in a small pond. So although Cambridge has done, I adore it here, and it's my home, and it's my home for the foreseeable future, and I'm really bought into the ecosystem, there's no reason why 22-year-old Jason in Louisiana wouldn't have been able to find his path in the science and maybe even build a biotech company in New Orleans, for example. So, and the third thing I would say is it really does come down to your network. Mm-hmm. So the sooner that you can meet people who have had success and are ready to mentor you and open doors for you, the better. For too long, I thought I'd have to go it alone because I wanted to be self-made. It's like, no, I'm going to do everything for scratch myself. But in reality, along my entire career so far, it's been down to the people who reached out and helped me to help me get to where I am. And that's why I'm hoping to do that going forward for other people. But not to be afraid to ask for help. The worst anybody can do is say no.
I say plastics. Go in the plastics. I think the advice I'd give a 22-year-old, which I fortunately I think I took a little of this playbook myself, but I say you start with a reputable brand. If you're going into a career, start with a brand that is something you believe in. I was fortunate to go to Apple. I love the Macintosh. And the reason I loved it, I was very creative in my youth, and that was the machine that the creative people were using. So if I could then back a product that I loved and I went into sales and marketing, then you can believe in, you know, what you're working on. And I think that's where the enthusiasm and the love for the work begins. People recognize that, and then they want to do bigger and better things, you know, to help you along your career. So I think that was certainly a key piece of advice I would give a 22-year-old. The other quick advice I would say is, if you're 22, enjoy life while you can, because it only gets more complicated. So those would be the two pieces of advice.
Thank you for listening to the Motivated to Lead podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also see a video version of this interview at motivatedtolead.com. This podcast is brought to you by SEMA Partners, helping you find your next great leader.